It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 39 degrees right now, looking for the possibility of some rain later in the day, and that will extend into Thursday, maybe a thunderstorm. We're going to keep you up to date over this next couple of days. Doesn't appear to be any dangerous storms, just enough to get our attention, so we'll keep you up to date on that and double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Longtime Effingham City Council member Merv Gillenwater has submitted his letter of resignation from the council. Gillenwater's retirement from the council is effective April 30th. Gillenwater said Tuesday that this was a very difficult decision for me to make, but felt that after 22 years on the council, this was the best thing for me to do. Gillenwater was first elected to the council in 2003, then was elected as Effingham mayor in 2011. He's since been elected as a commissioner in 2015, 2019, and 2023. The council will be choosing someone to fill the remainder of Gillenwater's term, which will end in April of 2027. Prior to his election to the council, Gillenwater had a long career in law enforcement, serving with the Illinois State Police for more than 24 years. He also taught at Lakeland College. The city will be releasing information on how Gillenwater's successor will be selected. The Effingham City Plan Commission last night recommended the City Council allow a portable classroom building to be located at Southside School. Unit 40 Superintendent Andy Johnson said the goal is to have all of the district's second grade students to be housed at Southside. Johnson and Southside Principal Jessica Reeder have shared with the school board that academically and socially it's better for all of the second graders to go to classes at the same building. Currently, some are housed at Central and some at Southside. There is a consideration, though. The building can only be located at Southside for 1 year. At that point, permission must be sought for it to remain there for one more year. The commission voted to recommend the granting by the City Council of special use permits for IAG Investments on land at 15244 East 1700th Avenue. One permit would be for a cryptocurrency mine. The other would be for a solar energy system. The commission approved a site plan for North Splash Car Wash as part of the Northside Ford development at 1705 Ford Avenue. The dealership will use the car wash, but it will also be open to the general public. Commission members renewed a preliminary and final plat for a fifth addition to Cross Point Subdivision, which involves additional property to expand parking at the Effingham Performance Center. There was also considerable discussion of whether to recommend mini warehouses to be located at 3221 South Banker. There were concerns about how the land would be developed as an entrance to the city. The matter was continued to a future meeting while city staff gets more information for the commission as to the parcel's development. However, the commission did recommend the council rezone two parcels at the same location, one to light industrial district and one to general commercial. The parcels are currently zoned non-urban. Tuesday's meeting was the final meeting for Teresa Hillier, who's leaving after 4 years on the commission. She's believed to be part of the only father-daughter combination to serve on the commission. Hillier's father, Clint Stork, was a longtime member of the commission. Commissioners Ken Woltman, Michael McHugh, Brian Myers, and Kevin Goschenauer were not present for Tuesday's meeting. A U.S. magistrate judge ordered a Vandalia man be held in custody without bail after he was charged with attempting to entice a minor to engage in illegal sexual activity. 32-year-old Trevor Yockley is facing a count of attempting to entice a minor, which carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in prison and a maximum sentence of up to life in prison. According to the complaint, an undercover FBI agent created an online social media profile for a purported 14-year-old girl. Yockley is accused of contacting the purported minor and trying to meet with her to engage in sexual activity between January and April of this year. FBI arrested Yockley in Effingham on April 1st when he traveled to meet the minor to engage in sexual activity. The FBI Springfield Field Office is leading the investigation. Effingham Police Department assisted in that investigation. The murder trial of former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson has been moved to Peoria. Capital News Illinois reports the judge on Tuesday approved a move for a change of venue out of Sangamon County. Grayson is accused of the murder of Sonia Massey, an unarmed black woman. Massey called police to report a prowler outside of her home near Springfield in July. The deputy said he felt threatened when Massey grabbed a pot of boiling water. Massey's death has drawn national attention. A wrongful death case against Sangamon County and the sheriff's office was settled in February for $10 million. The schedule for the 40th annual Mattoon Bagel Fest was announced Tuesday. The celebration will take place from July 12th through the 19th. Highlights will include a concert by the band Everclear on Friday, July 18th, and a country singer Josh Turner concert on Saturday, July 19th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Tickets and a complete list of festival activities can be found at exploremattoon.org. We told you last week about the tornadoes that hit last Wednesday night and visited Altamont and Montrose. We have since learned that the National Weather Service has identified a couple of other tornadoes that night. About 5 minutes after the tornado was spotted in Montrose, a tornado was spotted at Jewett just before 6:30 p.m. and lasted about 4 minutes. The tornado touched down about a mile south of Woodbury and tracked to the northeast at 55 miles per hour. It stayed south of Highway 40 and went through Jewett, dissipating on the east side of Jewett. Along its four-mile path, it damaged several roofs and snapped off trees and branches. And then a few minutes later, there was another report of a tornado. That one touched down about 2.5 miles south of Toledo, where it uprooted a very large tree into an outbuilding. The long-lived tornado progressed at 65 to 75 miles per hour to the northeast through Cumberland, Clark, and Edgar counties before crossing into Indiana. The tornado caused mainly EF0 and EF1 damage, but it had pulses of EF2 damage with wind speeds of 115 miles an hour, where it snapped off numerous very large and healthy hardwood trees south of Union Center. Several outbuildings and garages were destroyed during its peak intensity as well. The tornado crossed into Indiana at Edgar County, about a mile north of Sanford, Indiana. So more and more reports as the National Weather Service has the opportunity to compile them about last Wednesday night's storms. Also, I mentioned that the Effingham County Board's Transportation Committee meets today. Meeting time, 1:30. That'll be at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. And for Totopolis listeners, a reminder about their meeting tonight. The village is updating its comprehensive plan, and a public engagement session is planned this evening at the Totopolis Banquet Hall. That will start at 7 o'clock. Anybody interested is invited to attend. They plan to discuss family and community bonding within the town, single-family zoning and housing flexibility, the Main Street Commercial District, sidewalk and walkability improvements, sanitation and water quality, and economic development. You can find out more at Totopolis.com about tonight's meeting. Let's go ahead and take a look at deaths and your forecast. That's on the way in 2 minutes.
Are you moving into your first place, building your dream house, or remodeling an empty nest? W.S. Broom has the furniture and flooring that fits your home, lifestyle, and your budget. Explore Broom's 40,000-square-foot showroom, and you'll see the latest in traditional, modern, farmhouse, and rustic designs. If you need furniture now, Broom sells right off their showroom floor. If you need it later, Broom's has free layaway. W.S. Broom Furniture, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Scheid Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Scheid Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
When it comes to your financial future, the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time, today. Hi, I'm Mark Niebrugge, financial advisor with Smith Moore & Effingham. Whether you're saving for retirement, planning for college, or building wealth, the key is starting early. The earlier you begin, the more time your money has to grow, and the closer you'll get to reaching your goals. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start building your financial future. Call me, Mark Niebrugge, at 217-347-5225. Let's make your money work harder, starting now. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Check of deaths on this Wednesday. Daniel M. Largent, 69, of Brownstown, died Monday morning. Funeral arrangements for Daniel Largent are pending at Gieskine Funeral Home in Brownstown. Funeral services for 69-year-old Kathy Hahn of Altamont will be Thursday at 1 o'clock. That'll be at Gieskine Funeral Home at Altamont. Visitation for Kathy Hahn from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday. Funeral services for Mary Ludwig, 88, of Effingham, will be Saturday morning at 11:30 at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Mary Ludwig will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday. That'll be at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Funeral services for 96-year-old Marilyn Mayhall of Neoga will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at the United Presbyterian Church in Neoga. Visitation for Marilyn Mayhall, 5 to 7 tonight at Swengel O'Dell Funeral Home in Neoga. Funeral services for Carol Schaefer Bridges of Vandalia will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Northside Christian Church in Vandalia, with visitation at the church from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday. And then graveside services for Carol Schaefer Bridges will be Saturday at 3 o'clock. That will be at the Jewett Cemetery. Funeral services for 90-year-old Rosie Bergbauer of Newton will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton, and again for Rosie Bergbauer. Funeral services for John Herbeth, 55, of Effingham, will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call there from 5 to 7 Thursday evening for John Herbeth. Here's a look at our forecast today. A 30% chance of showers after the noon hour. Mostly cloudy skies, high today of 57. Winds from the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour, but they're going to gust to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies, low tonight around 40. Winds gusting to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, then, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm between 1 and 4 p.m., then showers after 4 p.m. The chance of rain on Thursday is 60%. Partly sunny skies, a high of 64, winds to 15 miles an hour. They say maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain on Thursday. And then it's out of here for Thursday night, and we're looking great heading into the weekend. Currently in Effingham, we off a morning low of 35 and yesterday's high of 47 are at 39 degrees. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.